the members please vote to signify their presence?
The roll shows 17 members present this morning, Mr. President.
Please stand for the invocation by the chaplain, Reverend Larry Olson of the Resurrection Lutheran Church.
Let us pray. Our Lord and Creator, bless these senators in their deliberations. There are so many people who want so many different things from them. Help them, Lord, to sort out the important from the peripheral, the essential from the extraneous. Bless each senator with courage, fairness, and compassion. Instead of the rich becoming richer and the poor becoming poorer, we pray they would lead us in ways so that the wealth would be shared by all. Instead of the strong becoming stronger and the weak becoming weaker, we pray these senators would provide ways so that all would be strengthened. Help them see to the needs of all Alaskans. We also ask that you would be with Senator Fahrenkamp. We pray for comfort, for healing, and we look forward to her return here. In your name, amen.
Will Senator Cotton lead us in the pledge?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Senator Zaroff?
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that the prayer be spread on the journal.
Hearing no objection, the motion carries. Senator Duncan.
Can we have an Aziz, please?
Senator Aziz.
Watch it. I could.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 30th legislative day.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the journal be approved and certified for the 30th legislative day.
Hearing no objection, the motion carries. Introduction of guests. Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. There's several folks I'd like to introduce in the Miller Gallery, behind me. First of all, from Juneau University student Nicole Harrison. Several folks who are working in the area of mental health and mental illness from Juneau Alliance for Mentally Ill, Mary McClinton and Gail Isle. Also, Sharon Lowball, who's been working in the area of mental health for a long time, and from Anchorage, I'm not sure whose constituent, so I apologize if I introduce someone's constituent without talking to them first. B. Rose, who is with the Anchorage Alliance for Mentally Ill.
Senator Catula.
Just now, so I'm not certain the introductions were made, but the Skogsteds from Hope, I can introduce you.
Senator Frank.
President, I'm in Senator Ziegler's gallery. We have Pat Ivey down from Fairbanks with she's the executive director of the assembly, the university assembly. And with her is, I thought, Senator Cotton's constituent, and I thought he was going to introduce her, but I don't see him standing up, so I'll give him the opportunity as I sit down, and if not, we'll try to correct the problem later. But please help me welcome Pat Ivey.
Senator Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. President. As one of the newer members of the Senate, I was being polite and letting the more senior members make the introductions first. But Senator Ziegler's gallery is a constituent of Senator Halford and myself. Nancy Sanders is an assistant professor at the School of Nursing at the University of Alaska Anchorage, and she's here to attend the Board of Regents meeting. Please welcome Nancy.
Messages from the Governor.
Messages dated February 18th. I have signed and read the following resolutions. House Joint Resolution Number 11, relating to the appointment of an Alaskan to fill the upcoming vacancy of the United States Court of Appeals of the Ninth Circuit, Legislative Resolve Number 1. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 2, relating to Kenai as a bicentennial city in 1991, Legislative Resolve Number 2. Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 9, declaring a day of support for the members of the armed forces serving in the Middle East in the war against Iraq, Legislative Resolve Number 3. Sincerely, Walter J. Huckel, Governor. Message is dated February 19th, a letter submitting boards and commissions.
Madam Secretary, we'll hold that for Friday's session.
And those are all the messages from the Governor this morning, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
There are no messages from the House.
Communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees?
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 9, naming the Bob Blodgett Nome Teller Highway, recommends the Transportation Committee substitute be adopted and do pass. Report was signed by Senators Parshow and Cotrillo, co-chairs, concurring Senators Duncan, Adams, Schultz, and Ewing. Zero fiscal note and previous zero fiscal note. Senate Bill number 9 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Executive Order number 78 relating to the transfer of the Office of Equal Opportunity from the Office of the Governor to the Department of Administration, and Executive Order number 79 related to transfer of the Office of International Trade from the Governor's Office to the Department of Commerce and Development, and stated there were no state objection to this order by the committee. Respectfully, Senator Parshow and Cotrillo, co-chair. Senator Cotrillo further signed the recommendation. Senators Duncan, Hoffman, Adams, Ewing, and Schultz. Rules Committee considered Senate Concurrent Resolution number 3 urging the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to use its current power to make loans for low-income housing, and Senate Joint Resolution number 15 opposing the proposed reduction in the cost of living adjustment for federal employees in Alaska recommends calendar. Reports were signed by Senator Jacques, chair, concurring Senators Jones, Duncan, Elias, and Halford. These two resolutions do appear on today's calendar, and those are all the standing committee reports this morning, Mr. President.
Reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction of Senate resolutions.
Senate Concurrent Resolution number 13 by Senator Hoffman relating to the bycatch of Alaska Chinook salmon by United States and foreign trawl fisheries.
Special Committee on Fisheries, Resources.
Those are all the resolutions this morning, Mr. President.
Introduction of Senate bills.
Senate Bill number 135 by Senator Duncan, an act relating to the state personnel system and to membership on the Public Employees Retirement Board and providing for effective
date. State Affairs, Finance.
Senate Bill number 136 by Senator Schultz, an act relating to display of Alaska Highway commemorative registration plates and providing for an effective date.
May I brief these? Madam Secretary, would you read the last bill, please?
Senate Bill number 136 by Senator Schultz, an act relating to display of Alaska Highway commemorative registration plates and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs.
Senate Bill number 137 by the Senate Finance Committee, an act relating to state aid for school construction debt.
Yes, Finance.
And those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
Consideration of the daily calendar. Senator Adams.
Thank you. May we revert back to introductions of guests?
Remain.
And then the other gallery is a good friend of mine, the chairman of the North Slope Borough, also with Arctic Slope Regional Corporation, Oliver Levitt.
Senate Joint Resolution number 15 by Senators Duncan, Parrish, Drzewski, and Jaroff opposing the proposed reduction in the cost of living adjustment for federal employees in Alaska. State Affairs Committee considered the resolution. A majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Rohde, chair, concurring. Senators Parshow and Duncan, Senator Ewing signed no recommendation, zero fiscal note. Rules Committee considered the resolution, recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Jaroff, chair, concurring. Senators Elias and Duncan, Jones, and Halper.
Are there any amendments?
I have no amendments.
Senator Halper?
I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate Joint Resolution number 15 be considered engrossed, to pass the third reading, and place the final passage.
Without objection, Senate Joint Resolution 15 is in third reading. Will the Secretary please read the bill, the resolution?
Senate Joint Resolution number 15 opposing the proposed reduction in the cost of living adjustment for federal employees in Alaska.
Discussion? Question. The question being, so Senate Joint Resolution number 15 passed the Senate. Members may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will rock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. And so, Senate Joint Resolution number 15 has passed the Senate on a vote of 17 yeas, 0 nays.
Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3 by Senators Fahrenkamp and Pierce, urging the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to use its current power to make loans for low-income housing. Hess Committee considered the resolution, and a majority of the committee recommends to pass. The report was signed by Senator Strzelowski, Chair, concurring Senators Menard and Cotton, zero fiscal note. Finance Committee considered the resolution. Majority of the committee recommends it be placed with the Finance Committee substitute and do pass. The report was signed by Senator Pershaw, co-chair, concurring Senators Duncan, Hoffman, and Ewing. Senator Gratulo, co-chair, and Senator Adams signed no recommendation. Zero fiscal note attached. Rules Committee considered the bill recommends calendar. The report was signed by Senator Jaroff, chair, concurring Senators Jones, Duncan, Elias, and Halford. There's a Finance Committee substitute.
Are there any amendments? Senator Pershaw?
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd move and ask unanimous consent that the finance CS be adopted in lieu of the original bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3, Finance, urging the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation to investigate the economic feasibility of using its current power to make loans for low-income housing.
Senator Duncan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to move and ask unanimous consent I be shown as co-sponsor in SCR 3.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Ewing.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be shown as a co-sponsor as well on committee substitute for Concurrent Resolution 3.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Questions? Shall committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3, Finance, pass the Senate? Senators may proceed to vote. Has any senator failed to vote? Secretary will lock the roll. Do any senators wish to change their vote? Secretary will record the roll. And so, committee substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 3, Finance, passes the Senate by a vote of 17 yeas and 0 nays.
Citation. Honoring the 1991 Eagle Scouts by Senators Elias and Jaroff, Ewing, Menard, Duncan, Halford, Strzelowski, Pierce, and Jones.
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent the citations appearing on today's calendar be approved by the Senate.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Unfinished business. Senator Adams.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to be excused. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused on February 22nd for state business.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent I be excused on March 28th, personal business.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Senator Strzelowski.
Yes, with the consent of the sponsor, I move and ask unanimous consent that I be added as a co-sponsor to Senate Bill 129, supplemental appropriation to DCRA for daycare assistance.
Hearing no objection, motion carries. Are there any further announcements? Senator Adams.
Thank you, Mr. President. The chairman of the Joint House and Senate Special Committee on International Trade and Tourism will meet today at 5 p.m. in Capitol Room number 17. The discussion will be with the Soviet delegation.
Senator Strzelowski.
Yes, other announcements. due to the fact that some of us did not get in for a Hess meeting yesterday, have an extra committee meeting of Hess tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the Butterfish Room, and we'll be discussing the mental health trust land.
Thank you. Senator Rohde.
Mr. President, the Senate State Affairs Committee will meet today at 1:30 in the Belch Room. The bills are posted.
Thank you. Are there any further announcements? Senator Pershaw.
I wonder if we might move back up the calendar to the introduction of guests.
Shall.
I see in the Ziegler Gallery a friend of all of ours, President Tom Trotter from APU. I apologize, I don't know whose constituent he is. Welcome.
Senator Strzelowski.
May we move and ask unanimous consent we go back to introductions. Also like to introduce Vice President Jan. Is it, am I? Yes, I know, but am I correct with the title? I believe I am. Jan Ingram, and many of you have also seen her really fine ongoing article on art in one of our local papers. So welcome to the Senate.
Announcements? Special orders. Senator Cotton.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be allowed to make a few comments about President Bush's speech this morning.
Hearing no objection, motion carries.
I don't know if everyone had a chance to listen to the President this morning as he discussed his plans for a new national energy strategy. He did unveil his plan today in what he called a carefully balanced strategy. But of interest to Alaska, the President very carefully pointed out that we still import about 42% of our crude oil from foreign sources, and that part of his strategy was to reduce that and to increase domestic production by about 3.8 million barrels a day, which is quite a lot, as we all know. And that would include, I suppose, good news to Alaska. Part of his plan is that he proposes that we, with all due environmental safeguards, open ANWR to development. But also of interest to Alaska is that the President didn't say that the federal government ought to get their 10% as the statehood compact required. He also rejected the 50-50 idea and suggested that, not in his speech, but in his plan, that the federal government take 100% of the rents, royalties, and bonuses from ANWR. And obviously that's not being received very well by most people in Alaska that are interested in the revenues that we're rightfully entitled to. But it shouldn't be a secret. It shouldn't be a surprise. A couple weeks ago when he introduced his budget, it showed there that one of their means of balancing the federal budget or coming close to balancing it was by using 100% of those sources. So I just thought I'd point that out in case people had missed that the 50-50 deal that Senator Johnston had proposed earlier may sound even more attractive now, but I suspect that I'm even more offended now at the insult to our statehood compact by the President's proposal. But I'm almost willing to suggest that they take a closer look at the natural source of methane.
Thank you. Senator Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move and ask unanimous consent that I be able to speak on the Chinook bycatch problem in Alaska.
Hearing no objection, please do.
Thank you, Mr. President, and fellow members of the Senate. Today I've introduced a legislative resolution concerning overly excessive numbers of Alaska Chinook salmon that are being caught in nets of U.S. trawlers in the Bering Sea. I feel compelled to bring this issue to your attention because of recent observer data released by the National Marine Fisheries Service, which documents that more than 20,000 Chinooks were taken in the U.S. Exclusive Economic Zone in the first month of 1991 alone. Since observers only work an 8-hour shift a day, while the trawlers are busy 24 hours a day, these numbers are probably extremely low. The foreign factory trawlers used to be our enemy, taking Alaskan fish, but at least we knew what they were doing to our stocks. Now it is the American trawler fleet that has replaced them, and we're only now finding out that they may be even worse than the foreign trawlers. The Alaska legislature needs to join its voice with the Boards of Fisheries, the United Fishermen of Alaska, the Department of Fish and Game, in asking the National Marine Fisheries Service to take emergency action to reduce or completely eliminate the bycatch. In addition, we need to stop the Chinook bycatch that has also been documented in the Dona Atoll. The fishery is still totally unregulated and needs to be stopped. Its impact is not only on Western Alaskan fishermen, but is also on Southeast and South Central fishermen. This is identified as a statewide concern. For too long, Alaskan fishermen have been asked to make great sacrifices in order to protect our Chinook salmon stocks, but now the burden needs to be placed on the real culprits in what can only be described as a tragedy in Alaskan fishing history. I ask for the support of the entire Senate in sending this message to the governor and to the federal agencies. Thank you.
Any further special orders?
Senator Halford.
I move and ask unanimous consent to Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Friday.
Senator's adjourned.